What does making it mean? Making it is survival. If you can survive, you are succeeding. Bruce Flohr, artist manager, A&R, Switchfoot, Alan Stone, the band Perry, Dave Matthews Band. A lot of people to whom I mentioned the title of this book asked me how I could write a book called How to Make It in the New Music Business when I haven't made it. The gall! But I see their point. I've never reached the level of Super Bowl halftime performance fame that penetrates the world they live in. Maybe I will, maybe I won't, but that doesn't matter. Making it is defined differently by everyone. To those outside the industry, making it means superstardom. If you want to be a superstar, you need a boatload of money, provided by either a label or an investor. And even then, it's no guarantee. But to make it as a full-time musician just takes lots of hard work. By the time you're finished with this book, you will have a clear idea of how you can make it as a full-time musician. Some of you will go on to be world-conquering superstars, and some of you will make solid livings as regional musicians. Neither is better. I love coffee. There's this great boutique coffee and donut shop in New Orleans where I have been spending most of my time writing this book. It's not a chain, but the owners are super cool, the employees all seem to enjoy themselves, and they seem to be doing solid business. They have been in the same spot for the past 3 years, but because they're not Dunkin' Donuts, have they not made it? I would say they have. What about the local bookstore with 8 employees that's been around since the 70s and is well respected in the community? Since they're not Amazon, have they not made it? Or what about the online boutique clothing line that nets $1 million a year? Because they're not in Nordstrom's or Macy's, have they not made it? For some reason, music seems to be one of the only professions where the sole definition of making it is superstardom. If your Uncle Joe's coworker hasn't heard of you, then you haven't made it in his eyes. Well, your Uncle Joe's coworker hasn't actually heard of hundreds of bands you would probably deem to have made it. It's all relative. Your goal should be to sustain as a full-time musician. The big break you're waiting for will never come if you just wait for it. If you want to succeed, you must put in the work. I know you're saying to yourself right now, but Ari, I'm different. I'm better than everyone else. I am a superstar and they will find me. First, though, you need to define who they are. Do you even know? A label? Which label, specifically? And why that label? Or is it a manager you're waiting for? Will any do? The thing is, too many musicians are waiting for those with the answers to come a-knockin' without actually knowing why. If the reason you're waiting is because you don't want to put in any work for yourself, then you should just throw in the towel right now. Because even if Capitol Records somehow stumbled on you singing in a bar and said to themselves, "This is the next big thing," you would still need to put in a hell of a lot of work.